Hey, everybody, this is Jonathan Colton. I'm going to call my friend Ophira Eisenberg right now, see if she's around.
Hello? No.
Hi, Ophira.
No.
Hello? Hello? Got a little connection problem here, I think. Let me try her again. Probably bad internet.
Hello?
Yeah,
I'm not
right.
Ready. I'm not ready. I'm not ready.
No, it's time. Hello? It's weird. She's really having trouble with the internet today. Let me try one more time.
Hello?
Ophira, I'm trying to play the Ask Me Another song so we can do an Ask Me Another show.
Oh, okay.
Let me get all the way through it. I think probably by the end, it's really going to cheer you up and put you in the mood for some Ask Me Another. That's what theme songs do.
You're right.
Here we go. From NPR and WNYC, coming to you from our respective homes in beautiful Brooklyn, New York, it's NPR's Hour of Puzzles, Word Games, and Bi-Weekly Showers, Ask Me Another. I'm Jonathan Colton. Here is your reluctant host, Ophira Eisenberg.
Hi.
Hi, Ophira.
Hi, Jonathan.
How are you?
You know.
I know.
I feel like I've been, in the beginning, you're sort of seeing how everything feels. But at this point, I'm like, oh, I am eating like I'm a pregnant woman and drinking like I'm in college.
Best of both worlds.
Well, what it is that there's a fatigue, right? There's just a generalized fatigue. And there's something that I'm coining Zoom Zap.
Zoom Zap? What is Zoom Zap?
When you are zapped by Zoom. Your energy gets zapped by Zoom.
Right. All of your energy goes into a 15-minute Zoom call, and that is all you can handle for the day. Yeah, I'm familiar with this.
Oh, and just an aside, my four-year-old Lucas, you know, he has nobody to push up against or interact with other than us and the people on the screen, but in real life. So, you know, he is always pushing back, and sometimes it is just too much of the defiance. So I don't know if this is a good idea or a not good idea, but we created a yes chart.
Oh, a yes chart. I want to hear what this is.
It's just a chart of 20 squares.
Uh-huh.
That says yes chart.
Uh-huh.
And every time he agrees, every time he says yes, he gets a check mark.
That's really nice.
And then when he reaches 20, you know, we'll do something fun. I don't know
what it
is yet. I've got a long
TBD.
Way to go. Trust me. but he doesn't really get. So far, he's been, of course, finding ways around that. He's like, ate a banana. And he was like, I said yes to eating a banana. I'm like, no, that's not.
No. It's not just anytime you do anything that you want to do. It's when you say the yes to something that you don't want to do.
That's right.
Yeah, that's right. Well, you know, the charts are very helpful. We used to do a thing with our kids. We had such trouble getting them ready for school in the morning.
Yes.
Oh, and it was always like this screaming thing. It's like, where are your shoes? Get your shoes. You know, and we finally did this thing where you make a chart of like all the things that need to be done before you leave for school. And then when they're not doing it, you just point to the chart and you're like, it's not me, man. I'm not telling you to get your shoes.
Like the chart
says to get your shoes. So we have to do it. I'm sorry. And they're like, oh, okay. And somehow, because it's not coming from you, they will accept the authority of a piece of paper, but they won't accept the authority of a parent.
Well, the kid in 2 days has 6 yeses.
That's a lot of yeses.
That's a lot of yeses. And I said it's a good start. And so now he just keeps saying, 6 yeses is a good start, right, Mom? 6 yeses is a good start, right, Mom? I'm like, that's a good start.
And speaking of good starts, why don't we have a good start of our own?
I say
the show,
yes.
I mean.
I say yes and to you.
Yes,
Jonathan,
and. That's another
what?
Yes.
Yeah,
now
yes
that's
and.
7 yeses.
That's another yes. That's right. It's a collective chart. It's a collective chart.
Yeah.
So we have a stack show this week from HBO's Watchmen and the Amazon series Homecoming. We're joined by actor Hong Chow. And in the latest installment of our series, Quarantine Couples Sharing One Mic, we check in with Superstores Nico Santos and Survivors Zeke Smith. But first, we have some friends of mine and yours. Late Night with Seth Meyers writer and performer Jenny Hagel, and Daily Show writer and host of Klepper, Jordan Klepper. Let's do it. And as promised, joining us right now, we have Jordan Klepper and Jenny Hagel.
Hello. Hi.
How are you guys doing?
Doing great, as well as you can be right now, right?
Yes. So who are you quarantining with, Jenny?
I'm quarantining with my partner, Liz, and my son, who is 6. Liz has a very grown-up lady job. So she goes into one room all day and does Zoom calls where she says things like, she says businessy phrases. well, we'll have to see if the juice is worth the squeeze. And and that's not what I'm solving for. And what was the other thing? She says things that I've just never, it's like a side of her I've never seen before.
Are you having that thing where you're like, who are you? Like, is that
a little, it's like really impressive though, because it's like very, like she's like very confident and she uses these business lady terms and she uses them so like casually. Yeah. So I think it's kind of neat to see your partner do what they do because you hear about it, but it's kind of neat to watch your partner excel at what they do.
Yeah. Jordan, who are you? Who are you living with right now?
I am quarantining with my wife right now. Yeah. I like that Jenny is like, it's nice to see your partner day in and day out and see what they excel at. And that is not the experience my wife and I are having. We are watching each other disintegrate in front of each other's very eyes.
What's happening?
It feels like when I've talked to friends of mine who have been married, like last week was the week that like a lot of the initial explosions took place of like yelling at people for like, you're closing the door too loudly. My wife thinks my voice is just too loud and not like an incidence of it being loud once, but like
just generally
it's
too loud.
Just too loud. And so we had to, we're like, I don't think you fully mean that, but I think you also do because you've been in a room with me for the last month and a half.
Yeah.
But we're better at cooking. I think that's the one thing. We now know how to cook.
You guys want to play a game?
Yes.
Yeah. I'm very excited about this game. Okay, so first of all, you are going to be competing in this game. So we're going to go back and forth. This is an audio quiz about famous movie quotes. We're going to play the dialogue that comes right before a very famous movie quote. Mm-hmm. And you just have to jump in with the quote.
Okay.
Great.
Okay. And if you don't know it, just make something up and it's possible you will still get credit. All right, Jenny, this one's for you.
Okay.
Gun! Run!
Raj, meet your new partner.
I don't know if that's fair. I don't know if that clip is fair.
I feel it. Before we started this game, I felt like I'd seen some movies, but maybe I've never seen one.
No, you've definitely seen this, but maybe it was a long time ago.
Okay.
That's a classic Chicago blues lick. Like, they really leaned into that. Boom, boom, boom.
Okay. I'm going to walk you down a path here a little bit.
Okay.
Danny Glover.
Okay. Is this a Lethal Weapon situation?
Oh, yes.
Okay.
This is, I think, this character's well-known line that he says right after meeting
Mel Gibson.
Problematic.
Okay, so this is a thing he's going to say to Mel Gibson.
Yes,
classic. Got it. Okay, let's try.
You
got
to get.
Okay,
this.
Let's hear it again.
You got to get this. You got to get this, Jenny. Come on.
Gun! Run!
Raj, meet your new partner.
Are you the guy from Braveheart?
That is, pretty much. That is the subtext.
I'm actually a little disappointed you didn't know that, Jenny, because I do think as a hack improviser for most of my life, movie references is an easy way to get at least a recognition laugh. And I'm getting too old for this was an easy go-to that I must have done hundreds of times.
Anytime you blank, you just say that. All right, Jordan, here's another one for you.
I'm going to marry him. Do you hear me? Last night never happened, and I'm going to marry him, and you and I are going to take this to our coffins.
I can't do that.
Why not?
I'm in love with you.
Snap out of it!
Yeah, that's right.
I'll have what she's having.
That is from Moonstruck.
Moonstruck, right? There we go. Yeah. Mm-hmm. A Brooklyn filmed movie.
Yeah.
Do you want to hear Cher?
Whenever I can hear Cher. Give me some Cher.
Snap out of it.
There you go.
Now I want a blues riff with everything. I'm a little disappointed.
All right, Jenny, this one's for you.
Okay.
Hey!
Look at me.
Sure.
Look at me.
Sure.
I'm the captain now.
Yes, that is correct.
Yeah.
Yeah, there we go. We got one.
That's right, Captain Phillips. Are you a fan? You a fan of that?
I thought that was an incredible performance. And maybe the most fun movie quote to say over and over again to yourself.
Just under your breath as you're walking around.
Look at me. Look at me.
All right, this is the last clue, and Jordan, it's for you.
Very well. I'll bide my time. And as for you, my fine lady, it's true, I can't attend you here and now as I'd like. But just try to stay out of my way. Just try.
Something, my pretty? Ish?
Yes, yes.
Pretty, my pretty Wizard of Oz.
You'll find out who the wizard is, and he's of Oz. Something like that. She says, I'll get you, my pretty.
I'll get you, my pretty. Yes.
And.
Who else, Jordan? And who else?
Who else is she going to get?
I'll get you, my pretty, and does she. And your furry little friend? Is that it? No? Is that a thing? Honestly, life is just like parodies of that.
Very,
I'm like.
I know. It's very close. And your little dog, too.
And your little dog, too.
And your little dog,
yep.
too.
Okay. Yeah. That's right. I like that's furry little friend, though.
Yeah. Furry little.
At least gets cuter. You guys did incredible. Great game. Good job.
Thank you.
After the break, we're going to play another game with comedy writers Jenny Hagel and Jordan Klepper. And later, I'll pull out my pocket watch for a chat with actor Hung Chow from HBO's Watchmen. I'm Ophira Eisenberg, and this is Ask Me Another from NPR.